One of the best ways to appreciate and love your body is to use it. To play, to compete, to feel your heart race, to channel your energy for a goal. And we know that moving your body has untold benefits for your brain too. Beyond the joy, the energy, and the confidence students gain from athletics, research demonstrates that exercise improves memory, attention, and cognition. So what a pity then that for much of human history, girls and women have not been supported in sport. They've participated in lower numbers, received limited attention, and have been paid dramatically less as professionals. But that is changing. The 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris is expected to have the same number of women and men athletes for the very first time, as well as increasing sponsorship opportunities for women. This comes after years of work by the International Olympic Committee to create equal medal opportunities. This is no doubt boosted by the commercial success of the Women's World Cup soccer tournament in 2023, as well as a number of other record-breaking viewership numbers for women's sporting events that year. I'm Megan Murphy, Global Executive Director of the International Coalition of Girls' Schools, and this is On Educating Girls Shorts, a new audio offering from the Coalition that doesn't replace our podcast, but provides practical tips and advice in a short, easily digestible format. If we are to keep leveling the playing field, it is vital that girls have the opportunity to participate in sports at a young age. And where better to do that than at school? From our podcast archives, we present 7 key benefits for girls who play sport, even if they don't consider themselves to be athletic or plan to continue in athletics at university. The first is social skills, learning to work as a team and practice fair play.
Some things I definitely learned on the tennis court and through sport and through going through like challenges in sport, and other things I learned through going through the ups and downs of school and navigating like social relationships. And I do think they're honestly so intertwined that I can't separate. I think they eat all the skills translate over for both of them. At the end of the day, you're not going to remember which matches you win or lose. You're going to remember the memories you make with your teammates and the experience. And I think that just, it like now always I'm thinking like, how can I be a better teammate? Like I'm staying in the moment and enjoying like traveling with the team, like time off the court and on the court. But it makes you think of the big picture and who you are as a person as well as an athlete.
That was Tilly Rigby, alum of St. Clement School in Toronto, who is also the winner of the Arthur Ashe Leadership in Sports Award, a prestigious award for student athletes who have exhibited outstanding leadership and scholastic achievements. The link between sport and leadership is very clear, and it starts early. Being part of a sports team is likely the very first time a child experiences being led by someone who's not a parent or a teacher, but rather a peer. And even if a girl doesn't captain a team herself, she can see how this skill takes shape on and off the field. So benefit number 2 is leadership. Here's Trudy Hall, former Coalition Board Chair and host of the On Educating Girls podcast.
96% of female CEOs give credit to their sports team participation in high school as a time when they honed valuable leadership skills.
Martha Perry, principal at St. Clement's, an ICGS member school, agrees.
It's through sport that you're navigating all of these amazing and important skills for learning and for life. So as we talk about, you know, being in the moment of perhaps a challenging time, that could be on the court, it could be on the field, anywhere, and you can't hop off. You've got to work through that. Working with a team at times, these may not be your friends, but they're people with whom you have a goal, and that is to be successful in a game or an event, and you have to navigate it.
The pandemic years really showed us the mental health impact of not being able to go outside, to see friends, and participate in social and sporting events. So while moving is, of course, really important for the body, it is absolutely essential for the brain to work too. Carol Bauer, Executive Director of the Girls Athletic Leadership Schools, or GALS for short, in Colorado, explains.
Movement really helps jumpstart the brain by jumpstarting the body, that Your heart rate is connected to your brain's ability to process and intake information. That moving every day is something that wakes up the adolescent brain from the sleepiness that it sometimes has normally and allows people to really be ready to dive into something for the day. And research really shows that cognitive functions related to attention and memory and facilitating learning are all functions that are enhanced by physical activity and by sort of aerobic fitness. So like all of those things combined really created this vision and this idea of movement-based learning really being a key to having a powerful place where girls can be their true selves.
Now let's hear firsthand from one of our member school students.
I love my daily movement and exercise. It helps me with my academics because I'm so ready and I'm so pumped up from my exercise that I get into class and I have all this energy, and it makes me work really hard with my schoolwork. And for my individual side, it makes me grow as an individual because it gives me this confidence when suddenly you're able to do 20 mountain climbers in a 10-minute cardio workout. It makes you feel really strong and proud, and it just gives you so much more confidence and self-love. It's amazing.
Movement can help girls become proud of their bodies for what they can do rather than what they look like or what someone else thinks of what they should look like. So benefit number 4 is that sports helps girls grow towards more self-acceptance and then on to self-confidence.
One of the things we say at GALS is if you have a body, you are an athlete. So we know by that every single student that walks through our doors, we consider them an athlete because we know that they can move their bodies in a way that will help support their growth physically, as well as cognitively, as well as socio-emotionally. So we normalize all body types. We normalize that girls will have questions about being chesty and being a runner at the same time. We normalize that coordination shows up in the development of large and small skill motor development differently for girls at different times.
We now move from valuing yourself to valuing time and the time of others. Lesson number 5, showing up consistently for your team, teaches time management and also commitment. Here's Tilly again from St. Clement's, followed by Principal Martha Perry.
I had to develop really good time management skills. I wanted to take a full course load and be equally involved in school as I was with tennis. So time management, a lot of independence, and I think just a good work ethic that I learned from tennis, but then I could apply to school, all aspects of my life.
I think commitment is a hugely important focus as well. I think in our communities, we have students who are incredibly enthusiastic about getting involved in everything. And as Tilly spoke about making choices, that's actually a lesson into itself. So committing to something, really focusing in and doing a great job.
Many girls contend with body image issues throughout their teenage years and unfortunately well into adulthood. And that is to the detriment of their emotional well-being, their physical health, and confidence. This really should not surprise us as girls are bombarded from every direction about how every part of their body should look and feel. Warren Perry, aquatics director of Convent of the Sacred Heart in New York City, is convinced that the right messaging can have a long-term positive effect on a girl's sense of herself in her own body and in her ability to accept herself for who she is. So lesson number 6, perfection is not attainable.
The issue of girls in swimsuits and their anxiety around it kept coming up in our curriculum for the past 8 years. And I really wanted to address it in one place, incorporating voices from excerpts of other swimmers and teachers and coaches from around the country, as well as people at our school and swimmers who had similar feelings. And so, I really had a good time with this. It was a period of probably about 4 to 6 months where I met with a lot of people, spoke with swimmers and non-swimmers, and really did feel like there were 3 faulty mindsets that needed to be addressed, which were, number 1, wearing skimpier bathing suits is cool, and that's not necessarily cool. That's, something that you feel comfortable in is what's important. Secondly, this faulty mindset that thinness equals perfection, and that thirdly, perfection is attainable, which those are not the correct mindsets we want to be teaching our young girls.
No sportswoman can win every event, game, match, or tournament. So we can learn to let go of this expectation in other areas too. Participation is what counts. Our final benefit is more focused outwards into what sport can mean for society, for generations of girls who come afterwards. When girls show up in their team colors, they show other girls the way. Girls learn that they matter. Sport is a way of taking up space, playing your part, and being visible in the world, representing something, whether it's a team, a community, a school, or a country, more than just yourself. As we've just learned, in many ways, participating in sport is like a practice run for life. So let's keep girls involved in sports and growing their skills to give them the very best chance of long-term success. Thank you so much for tuning into our short series, where we round up the very best nuggets from previous guests on the podcast On Educating Girls, produced by the International Coalition of Girls Schools. If you like this, you'll love our full episodes of the podcast, where listeners are offered resources, language, tips, and programs for educating and empowering young women by those who educate, work with, and understand girls best. Please also tune into The Connected Girl, a mini-series recently released by ICGS. And if you're a regular listener, please help others to connect with this content by leaving a comment and a 5-star review. For more information, visit us at girlschools.org.